I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified man who I believe is from Harrelson County, Georgia, which is where our stories begin. Cops began chasing a stolen white Mazda about 9:30 in the morning. This was, in fact, in Harrelson County, Georgia. Well, the thieves later crossed state lines into Alabama. They continue on U.S. Highway 78 in Oxford. That's where finally the Mazda ended up crashing into a store. Well, they were easily apprehended by the police at this point. Both men, they were arrested at a local Wendy's. And they face drug charges, charges of receiving stolen property. The list goes on and on and on. But the reason we're toasting one of these two particular guys is, as the police there posted on their Facebook page, this is the sweatshirt that this man was wearing. And on the sweatshirt, it simply said, I'm a dumbass. I think they wanted to clear it up. Like, we did not put him in this. This is the shirt he was wearing. Well, yeah, they called it prophetic. I appreciate that. I feel like people that wear shirts like that, it's always accurate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it's like, I'm a drunk, like, that dude is going to get hammered.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You just know. If it says, I'm an idiot, like, he's an idiot.
Ted, didn't you do a whole The Podcast on when it's too old to wear those types of shirts that are kind of inappropriate or stupid?
We might have. I know we definitely talked about on Megacast about, like, gym guy.
I think it's 20. I think it's 25. At 25 years old, you can't wear, like, the catchy shirt. You know what I mean?
I think you can stretch it to 30 because the older you are wearing that, the more likely I am to believe it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I know you're a dumbass if you're 25 or younger. Those are the years to be a dumbass. So you don't have to advertise it. When you're like 30, 35, I'm like, if they're telling you this, just like you guys are wearing your Hawks jerseys, right? I believe you both want the Seahawks to win. If you're wearing a dumbass shirt, I believe you're a dumbass. Just saying.
He is.
Yes. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Steve Thrill Hill. Good to please everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Tim, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. Then you already know that you have one of three choices. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do interior decorating.
Interior decorating. Oh, yeah. Hey. All right, Tim, here's your story. We go to the fine state of Louisiana. where police found a little something literally on the inside of a suspect's buttocks. This happened during a strip search after he was arrested on other charges. Following a call about suspicious activity, 24-year-old Justin Savoy, he was taken into custody by the police for possession of a handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Now, multiple handguns and homemade silencers were also found inside of his truck. However, the surprises continued to pile up for the investigators. Sheriff's office noticed a little something was found on his person, or I would like to say found in his person. Now, Savoy pleaded guilty and received a 5-year suspended sentence. He also received 3 years probation, served 90 days, blah, blah, blah. But as part of his probation, he's barred from owning firearms, visiting bars, ingesting excessive amounts of alcohol, and or using illegal drugs. Now, the question is, what did they find in his dairy air? Did they find more drugs? Did they find another gun? Did they find a pipe? Or did they find cash? So we have drugs, a gun, a pipe, or money.
No. Well, I'm leaning more towards pipe or money. It seems like it'd be the easiest to fit up there real quick.
Hey, again, remember, we can fit, what, 2.5 raccoons? Is that the volume you can fit inside your...
Almost two full-grown raccoons.
Full-grown raccoons.
Because a raccoon could fit into a 4-inch space.
Right.
Well, so he wasn't too worried about hiding everything else that came to the firearm game, so... I don't know why you'd be hiding another gun up there. What was the first one?
So drugs.
The gun, the pipe, the
and
money.
Drugs.
Yeah, drugs.
Drugs. Oh, okay. So I'm leaving. Okay. Drugs, pipe. Why would you wouldn't hide a pipe up your butt?
Drugs, you wouldn't. Ted's doing it right now.
Yeah, man. Why do you think he's standing?
Big game tonight.
All right.
Just
okay.
His vape, so, dude.
It's either drugs or money. Let me get some opinions here.
Between the two, I'm not going either one of those, Tim. I'm going to go gun. I think this guy's got a truck. He's in Louisiana. The reason he probably just got probation, he might have had a permit for the gun, even though he's kept it there. This is a pickup truck guy. He only gets probation. I think if he had more drugs in there, the charges would be worse. I don't think he had a pipe in there. I think he had a gun in his keister, to be honest with you. I'm going gun in the keister for 100, Steve.
That was a great 70s band, Gun in the Keister.
Yeah. Ted?
One hit wonder.
Well, Miles, you know the way to my heart.
Ted.
I love a good story where a gun ends up where it shouldn't be, inside of a man's rectum. Following you, I'm following
gun.
You to the tunnel of love.
All right.
Going gun.
You know where we're going tonight? You'll never get right here, my love gun.
I'm going to say money.
All right.
Final answer on that,
like
Tim.
That's something that he'd want to keep.
Okay, we're going to find out if this guy had drugs, a gun, a pipe, or cash in his keister next.
That was a tease. With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
All right, well, Louisiana for Profile This, the topic interior decorating. A man who had something in his backside.
Yes,
yep. Right there. Yeah, they arrested a guy. They found guns and drugs in his truck, a bunch of cash and everything else. But upon further investigation, he did have something hidden in his backside as well.
Yes, he did. And, Tim, that was a question we posed to you. We gave you the options. Was it drugs? Was it a gun? Was it a pipe? Was it money? Now, Tim, you guessed money. Just said, man, it's logical. It's something you'd want to hide and keep on your person. However, I don't believe this guy, is dealing with logic. And then the Ted Smith, Miles Montgomery, you both said a gun.
Gun. Got a gun in there.
Yes!
Oh,
correct.
Yeah.
All
right.
Nice. Love gun. You never guess where I hit my love gun.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today are the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Meyer Man.
Tony.
Mr. O'Brien.
Oh, really? Conan. Cool.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. All these guys have teams of talented writers to help them come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The FDA has just given the green light for a new type of coronavirus test that can be done at home and give results within 20 minutes. Just in time for Christmas. It's the ultimate stuffing and nasal stuffer.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
The FDA has just given the green light to a new type of coronavirus test.
The FDA has approved emergency use for the first COVID-19 test that can be conducted entirely at home. The kit allows users to self-administer a nasal swab test and then wait for the results, which come within 30 minutes.
Just in time for Christmas, it's the ultimate stocking and nasal stuffer.
We had a discussion the other day. I've had a couple of those tests. Like, it's rough.
Yeah.
But then I don't know if, like, some people, that'd be tough to do on your own. Just ram it up.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
There's a new one that just goes kind of inside the nostril. It's easier.
Yeah, I wish. I hadn't seen it. Still ramming that thing up my nose. Thanksgiving plans are being canceled, and some businesses are running into problems trying to figure out appropriate ways to word their advertising. A giant grocery store ran an ad that reads, "Plan a super spread." At least they were being honest, but if you're going to go, Death by Shrimp Cocktail is a good way to go.
Fallon. Seth Meyers.
Kibble.
Thanksgiving plans are being canceled, and some businesses are running into problems figuring out appropriate ways to word their advertising.
Giant supermarkets ran the ad. It reads, "Plan a super spread."
At least they were honest. I mean, if you're going to go, Death by Shrimp Cocktail is not the worst way to do it.
You know, I love shrimp, but I don't know that Thanksgiving is a shrimp
thing. Nope.
Day.
It's not, but I would not object. I will eat it.
Yeah, sure.
I'd eat the hell out of it. Pretty much anything you're going to bring on Thanksgiving, I'll eat, just so I don't have to eat that green bean casserole.
That's one thing that Thanksgiving is not known for, appetizers. And that's typically something
that's a good point.
You know what I mean? It's like, you don't need all that.
Depends on the family. Yeah. You know our crowd's big
don't
on that.
Don't ruin dinner with a cheese plate.
Do you have appetizers or do you have like food that you eat while you're watching football?
Appetizer.
Wow.
Spinach dip, sausage dip, onion dip.
Really?
Some salami.
Wow.
Damn.
Damn, man. Smiths go all in.
Oh, yeah. "It wasn't me," quote, said the Pope after a like of a risque photo on Instagram. Turns out the Pope is a massive Shaggy fan.
Tats, tats,
tats. Tats, man.
Mike liked that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't me. You guys remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Oh, we could crush this karaoke.
Ted, do the song. Do the song.
Come on, man. You it wasn't me.
All right. The FBI arrested the The FBI arrested a man this week who was wanted for investment fraud after he tried to escape authorities on an underwater scooter. Officials first became suspicious when they noticed he owned an underwater scooter.
Seth Meyers.
The FBI arrested a man this week who was wanted for investment fraud after he tried to escape authorities using an underwater scooter. Officials first became suspicious when they noticed he owned an underwater scooter.
All right. It's hard to, you know. Sometimes you do things in the studio just between us, and then you go to read a story. So that escape. To bring everybody into the circle, I just gave a hip thrust.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of thinking about something that just happened. And then I was about to be like,
oh, I see. Okay.
And Will Smith finally reconciled with Aunt Viv 1.
Oh.
This is actually a good story.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I always forget. Did anybody else watch Fresh Prince?
A little bit. My understanding was what? Season 2, there was a new Aunt Viv.
But or season Aunt 4. Viv,
or whatever it was.
Wasn't she there for a few years?
Aunt Viv 1 was real bitter about losing her gig.
Correct. They haven't talked in 27 years. So they're redoing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So he brought Aunt Viv in. She was there for the first three seasons, then was replaced. So here's the deal. There's talk that she was fired. She accused Will Smith of kind of pushing her out. But nobody really knows. And now we do. On the special, Janet said that she had gotten pregnant during the third season and was in an abusive relationship. She was having a tough time. On top of that, the show cut her salary and offered her a really bad deal to continue. So she basically was like, look, I can't accept that. And the producers dumped her and recast the role.
I can see some bitterness.
Right. So that's already a little bitter, right? But then the real question is like, well, then how did Will Smith get into like this feud? So Will always said that he didn't know the whole story and he just knew about the contract standoff. He said that Janet left the show because she wanted to be the Aunt Viv of Bel-Air show. So basically, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Sure.
It's hard to tell what Will Smith knew or didn't know. But basically, he kind of was like kind of putting this out there like, oh, it was just about money and sure. This and that. So, you know, she said, I was hurt deeply. You took that away from me with your words. Words can kill. I lost everything, reputation, everything. And then, you know, she goes, look, I understand you were able to move forward. But those words, calling a black woman difficult in Hollywood, was the kiss of death for me. It's hard being dark-skinned black woman in the business. Basically, she never got another role after
that. Yeah.
And everybody was just like, oh, she's...
Even Will Smith doesn't like...
Because if she did, she still wouldn't be bitter.
Right, like, exactly, I mean, exactly. If she got another gig...
I moved on, did other things, enjoyed my career.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, I don't think Will Smith intentionally blackballed...
No.
First of all, you blackball somebody from a whole industry, it's just crappy.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, granted... You know, if you're the New York Giants coach and you got in a fist fight with the head coach.
A little different.
I get that might be. But, you know, like, sometimes just because somebody leaves or leaves a show, or like, you don't have to ruin their whole life.
You don't have to, but they do.
Right. And I don't think Will Smith meant to. He was also younger. He just kind of was going, but, you know, he's Will Smith. Yep. Hey, his words in Hollywood.
Absolutely.
Power.
Because everybody wanted
him. This is kind of like the Will Smith reunion with the rest of the people on The Fresh Prince.
It is. I mean, this dude, keep in mind, Will Smith, whatever you think of him, you know, the whole Earth thing and all that. My man was in 8 consecutive number one movies.
Yeah.
Right. So he was bankable as F. So, yeah, if he thought bad of anyone, right, that's going to come down on you.
Yeah. Either way, they hugged it out. He said, you're still my Aunt Viv.
He didn't honestly say that.
Yeah.
Did he honestly say that?
Yeah.
Man, don't make it cheesy, homie. Like this, yo, it's my Aunt Viv.
It is kind of funny. She agreed to reunite with the rest of the cast, which will be a little awkward because she's never met Aunt Viv too.
That's okay.
Yeah,
at both Aunt Vivs.
Well, he's put himself out there this year.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. When we've seen Will lately, it hasn't been like, you know, happy fun Will.
Yeah, I mean,
you're getting the real Will now.
Right.
It's Earth.
Yeah. I'm massively
successful. Calling him out.
Right, and I get. I don't. The only thing that bugs me a little bit about that story is, like, Will Smith, at some point over 27 years, like, you could have reached out to her.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not like she's had a ton of media chasing her down, asking for her side of the story. And then over the last few years, like, and I get it, the show's getting back together now, but the last few years, every once in a while, there'd be pictures of basically the entire cast.
Except her.
Except, right, and except for Uncle Phil, who unfortunately passed away. Right, but right. You're exactly right. She was the only one that was there, and it was always like, why isn't she invited back? And people would kind of say their piece, and it's like, ugh, that did not end well.
No.
It's all right, though. She'll be on the news special.
She's back.
How about some good news?
Nah, okay. I like the bad stuff.
You want more bad news?
No, I do not. No, no, no.
I was like, I got you covered.
So close to Positive Friday.
Right. So about a month ago, I sat here and told you the crushing holiday news. Peanuts, Christmas, and Thanksgiving.
All right. Then
it wasn't
like
crushing.
You
just
service.
Went to Apple Plus.
Well, right, but I mean,
I think that's crap.
Well, it is because
let the kids watch it on network TV. Damn
exactly,
it.
Because network television traditionally you can still get it with an antenna; it's free.
Right,
and
so
it was
appointment
viewing. Right. Exactly. So if you didn't want to pay for that subscription, you didn't have Apple TV, any of that, you just
well, actually, they did try to rectify that in New York City. If you need to see a crappy tree,
well, and there's
come to Rockefeller Center.
And honestly, there's too many services now.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
people choose between two or three if they can. If they're the cash trapped, that would be tougher.
Well, this is why people were crushed, Miles, that it was off of network TV.
Yeah, totally. Well, there are a lot of people out there who love the Peanuts, man.
So this is the good news. Bring it back to the good news,
all
Ted.
Right.
All right, there we go. Mike's fired up.
Woo!
Tell you what, that guy loves peanuts. Honey roasted, salted, whatever. And the specials. Well, the people at Apple have apparently reconsidered, and they're allowing the next two Charlie Brown Christmas... Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas to air on PBS at least this year. You remember?
This year.
Right.
And if it deserves to go anywhere, I think PBS is the right call.
I also think for Apple TV, like at some point, corporations, I get it, your corporation, but like somebody in there has a damn soul.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Apple TV was like, we got them. They got to pay for
you
it.
You want to entertain your kids. You
the entire them. Internet and country tore them down. And now they're like, you know what? I guess we could give you this one. Yeah, you can also have good content that I'd pay for.
Right.
I love that song. It's going to be fired up right now. Holiday Ted's getting there, man.
This is a great song, man.
It is. It just sounds like good times. They'll be on there. Thanksgiving special. We'll air on some PBS stations.
All right. The thing to look out for on the Thanksgiving special.
This Sunday, by the way, on PBS station.
You watch the Peanuts Thanksgiving special. When Snoopy fights the lawn chair, great stuff, comedic value. Just notice Charlie Brown's greeting to Franklin. That's all I'll say. You tell me if you notice anything.
The Christmas one is set for the air on PBS on December 13th. I think a lot of people, too, are like me, right? Like, listen, I got Xfinity, right? I got the Netflix.
Netflix.
I got another one.
Whatever.
I don't even know what it is, man. It might be Prime. I get lost in Prime.
Right.
But there's something about, like, just turning on that, you know, like, when I was a kid, that's how you based kind of, like, holiday seasons.
It's absolutely. Kinda,
right. Like,
absolutely.
If you, by the time you saw Charlie Brown, we knew we were close to Christmas.
You know you're close. Mike, God damn it. Mike is playing me the...
All right, are we going to say what happens with the greeting or just tell people to watch it?
I think, look, you should we're encouraging people to watch it with their kids anyway, right?
Correct.
So there is a part in the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving special where all the kids show up at Charlie Brown's house. Not a spoiler alert there, but just all the kids walk in. Charlie Brown's at the door to greet them.
Oh, I know.
Just notice just one difference.
It's like Miles going to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, exactly.
Start calling you Charlie Brown.
Thank you, sir.
Well, it's funny. So when you notice this, too, and watch the special again, it's this Sunday on PBS. Like, so Miles Thrill and I once, man, I forget what bar we were at. Somewhere like kind of, I don't know, somewhere in Baltimore.
All right.
But we're sitting there, and that special came on, and you were like, no, man, you got to watch this. And we were like, you're crazy.
Right.
But I remember by the time it happened, like the whole bar was like, holy yes. I never noticed that. I was
let's
like, yeah.
Just say Charlie Brown might be cooler than anyone gives him credit for. That, I'll just leave it at that, right?
Because he knows when to bow, everything.
He's much cooler
he's
than ever
given credit. He's ethnologically diverse.
The other thing
he's woke, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's been.
I've been woke for years, player.
I don't know. There might be a football game on. People tonight care about the Seattle Seahawks.
They're even listening.
Arizona Cardinals. Go Hawks.
They're not playing us in the stadium.
Stay tuned.
You're not hearing
By the way, Stephen Colbert, check him out tonight. LL Cool J, Dave Grohl, and a performance by Foos.
Wow. Ooh. Thank you, Ted. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, Connecticut. A man is charged with getting naked and humping a tree in his neighbor's backyard. Meanwhile, a Florida woman makes two-year-olds smoke the THC because apparently for her, being a mom is way too hard. Couple moves into a new home and finds $25,000 in coins the previous owner left behind. Another woman moves into her new apartment, a human organ. It was quite the find. And a mayor apologizes after Christmas lighting display downtown. Well, they all look like penises. And it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We're going to Belgium. Whoop,
where the mayor has issued an apology about their Christmas lights. City officials made a decision to line the streets with festive light pillars to look like candles. It was later decided that instead of a flame atop the candle structures, they would don blue orbs to change things up.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the mayor has now come forward and apologized that these new festive holiday lights look way too much like penises lining the streets.
How does that not spread more Christmas cheer?
Look at this. Christmas dong.
Look, because every kid's going to laugh and giggle. The fathers are going to laugh. Come on, moms. I mean, just get on board. It looks like
exactly.
A penis.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? And you know what it is.
It's just little Christmas poles. We're fine.
Right. It's not their fault that you think it looks like a penis just because it looks like a penis.
This has happened before, though. Like, I've seen pictures of, like, it's like a white candle with a red flame and then little things of holly.
Yes. Yeah.
This isn't the first town to show up with Christmas dong.
Right.
No. Hey, come on, Christmas dong.
We had no intention of making it look that way. I'm sorry that it does to you, but sorry.
But see, once you say it, now everyone sees it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you didn't bring it up, no one would really
right.
Notice.
Right. It's your fault.
Yeah, it's a munch pack.
That's right. Moving on. In other news, it's not uncommon for people to buy a home and find some things left behind by previous owners, but a couple in Britain got quite the surprise find. While going on about unpacking their things, the couple managed to find a jar filled with formaldehyde and an aortic valve from a human heart.
Ugh.
The find was so creepy that they actually managed to win a contest put on by a sofa company looking for weird finds, the prize for which was an $800 sofa.
Nice.
I'd hope they win. Like, ooh, you were close, but...
Right. I think the runner-up was like a witch starter pack or something like that. It had like a bunch of bones and jaws and had some weird shoes that witches wear, apparently. They're like old leather and handmade.
Don't you get an inspection before you, before you buy the house. I mean,
yes,
I would.
You pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
You say it's a pain. It's about $500.
Don't just check the electrical and the plumbing. Look for bones.
Right. Take a look around.
And human organs.
See what you find. Speaking of left behind things, another couple of homeowners in South Carolina got quite the find as well. While going about the house, they found a stash of old coins stuffed into the back of a closet drawer. The coins dated all the way back to the 1800s and consisted of $5 gold coins and silver dollars, coming to a grand total of $25,000 worth of coins.
Damn.
Did the former homeowner know?
Was that in the United States?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Huh, $5 gold coin.
Yep. And I'm fine.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that before.
Did it all the way back to the 1800s. Yeah. That was rich people money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here you go, darling.
I don't know why we're in the 20s, but...
Match me a fizzy drink.
Doing the right thing, the couple returned
you know
the
what,
coins.
Dave, you earn this.
The couple returned the coins to the original owners, who had no idea that they were missing, but appreciated the good gesture of the two.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too, when they weren't mine. Hey, honey, remember the gold coins we left in the closet? Yeah, they returned them. Thank you.
Well, and apparently they did actually have a bunch of coins that they had collected already.
Okay.
But he had just completely forgotten that he'd stuffed these so far back into a sock drawer.
But you said it was like $28,000?
$25,000, yeah.
I have a hard time thinking I would forget
just letting
that I had $25,000 in cash, granted coins, but still. Do we leave that $25,000 at the house?
That's
oh,
right.
Damn.
Darn.
I thought you were going to get it.
Oh, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Back to the UK, where a PE teacher had a little too much fun at the prom. According to reports, the teacher pre-gamed a little bit with other teachers before the prom, downing 4 glasses of wine before making her way in. It was later reported that the married teacher engaged in acts such as sharing a cigarette with a pupil, sitting on a pupil's lap, and even taking a photo in the booth with 5 students, where she pulled down and exposed her breasts for the photo.
Oh.
There it is. She was fired from her position and took the punishment willingly, as she didn't remember the night but felt that the actions to be inexcusable. Look, she was like, you know what? I have no idea that I don't remember any of this. I just know that I got smashed and probably did some things. So, yeah.
Four glasses.
I
am not buying that.
No?
Maybe she doesn't drink much.
Yeah.
Right?
But maybe just tasted really good.
I don't know. Exposing your breasts while you're in there with students?
What up?
Ripping a dart with a student? Like, I'm not saying... I believe she was blacked out. I believe she drank more than 4 glasses.
You know what she said? Oh. I only smoke when I drink.
Yeah.
Oh. Is this a menthol?
I only really do this when I drink.
Hey, kids! Comes mama's boo.
I've never met that person outside of a bar before.
Hey, man, I hate to do this. Well, I only smoke when I drink.
Well, I've seen you here 5 nights in a row.
You drink a lot.
So you smoke.
Oh, no.
You just go, this is my last one, and lick it. COVID, bro.
Back to that bastion of good news, Florida, where a mother has been arrested for child endangerment charges. Police were notified by the child's father that she was forcing her 2-year-old son to smoke the vape from her pen containing THC in an attempt to get him to sleep better and eat more.
It's a child.
It was also reported that she was not taking the child in for doctor's appointments for fear that the doctor would find the THC in his system.
You don't say.
I'm a proponent of marijuana. Don't give it to children.
Right.
I'm a proponent of alcohol. Don't give it to children. Yeah. I like a lot of illegal drugs. Don't give them to children.
Right. Back to cigarettes.
I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't give it to my kids.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of
too much sugar in it.
Yeah, you can't handle this. You just don't give kids certain things.
Exactly.
That's all.
Don't worry. He'll find a way to sleep. Don't worry. He'll eat more. We're okay.
He's human. He'll sleep.
He's 2. He's working through some stuff right now.
You know why they call it the terrible twos, Mike? It's not because they're fantastic.
What? Strange story out of Connecticut about a man getting a little too in touch with nature. The call came after a family found a strange man in their backyard that was half-clothed, yelling, eating tree branches, and humping said tree.
Okay, when you say half-clothed, that means he does not have pants.
It doesn't say whether it's top or the bottom.
Because if you say shirtless, when you're half-clothed, you're wearing a shirt.
That's fair.
Yeah. It's all in the words, man.
Somebody lost their pantalones.
After confronting him, he ran into the home and began screaming, causing the family to flee the house, and he was arrested on multiple charges.
Nobody needs that in their life.
No, they do not.
Not as a neighbor.
That is it for headlines with that. Go Hawks. Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you for Positive Friday, the exciting return of Bad Choice Friday, and the return of Ted versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So in the meantime, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.